people don't often think of New Hampshire as a state with a rich aviation industry, but there's a lot going on here.
There is. Aviation is quite vital to New Hampshire, not only as a mode of transportation, but it's a huge economic driver for the state.
And when you say huge economic driver, how big an impact is that?
Aviation, airports, aerospace manufacturing bring in over $2 billion a year in revenue.
$2 billion to the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of photography are we going to see at this exhibit?
This exhibit is focusing mainly on general aviation in New Hampshire. We didn't give the photographers a lot of direction because we wanted to see what they saw. We wanted to have their perspective rather than have someone in aviation give them a perspective. So it tells their story of what they wanted to see.
Are some of these historical photographs, or are these all present-day photographs?
They're all present-day photographs.
Okay. And are they from airfields around the state?
They are.
And aircraft, I assume?
Yes. Yes. And people. We wanted to focus on airports, airplanes, and people of general aviation.
How many airports are in the Granite State?
There are 140 registered airports, heliports, and seaplane bases in New Hampshire.
Really? Now, I would have never guessed that number.
Yes. So most of them are privately owned, privately used. But there are 25 public use airports in the state.
What are some highlights of the exhibit for you?
My favorite pieces that came out of the exhibit are the people that were photographed. The people in aviation are passionate people and genuine people. They're kind of isolated because they usually hang out at the airport. So it was nice to actually get them on film and on display.
Are these posed photographs or are these more of snapshot, more kind of in the moment?
They're both.
How did the partnership with the New Hampshire Institute of Art come about?
Well, I actually reached out to the New Hampshire Institute of Art, and Gary Sampson, who's the chair of photography there, jumped right on board. He found it really interesting. He himself has interest in history and aviation, so he was very excited about it.
Will this exhibit be on display elsewhere in the state after this?
It will. It's going to Daniel Webster College, and it's also going to the Library Arts Center in Newport. And it will also go to the Manchester Terminal.
So other people around the state will be able to see this.
Exactly.
Rita Hunt works with the Bureau of Aeronautics for the State Department of Transportation. She joined us to talk about an aviation exhibit. Thanks so much.
Thank you.